Fernando Naoces. Sí, y además muchos jóvenes también prefieren quedarse en casa. Yes, and moreover, many young people, they also prefer to stay at home. Quedarse is to stay. Me quedo, te quedas, se queda. Quedarse, to stay. For example, are you going out this evening? Are you going? No, no quiero. Me quedo en casa. I stay at home. That was a telephone. Okay. So, les gusta que en casa su mamá les ponga el plato delante de las narices, les lave y les planche la ropa. So now what this Ricardo Fernando is saying is that les gusta. What is referring to? In the exam, by the way, I found out that there are still many of you who are not very clear the use of this dativo and accusativo. But in any case, here we have les gusta. They like. Well, this is verbo gustar. The third person is les gusta. Les gusta, normal dativo, of course, with verbo gustar. Les gusta that at home, mommy, mama, les ponga el plato delante de las narices. That the mother put the dish, that's to say the cook, the food, in front of their noses. This is an expression. Of course, we only have one nose, but still, when you talk about that, it's like the nose that you're talking about this also, say the noses. So it's saying here that they like that mother put the dish food in front of their noses, de las narices. Bueno, de las narices, of the nose. Nariz o nena. Plural, narices. Les lave, that wash their clothes. Lavar verbi, of course, not to wash them. Les lave la ropa. Batet. Y les planche la ropa. And iron their clothes. You see here, these three verbs, ponga, lave y planche, to put, to wash, and to iron. These three verbs are in subjunctive. Why? Well, they are because les gusta que, they like that the mother ponga el plato, lave la ropa y planche la ropa. Verbo gustar is a verb that very often, when you see gustar que, and then the other sentence, very often with verbo gustar after que, there is a subjuntivo. I like that you talk to me. I like that you talk to me. Minatukan etasina puhut minule. How would be that in Spanish? I like, me gusta, eta, me gusta que, you talk to me, me, to me, hables, me gusta que me hables, I like that you talk to me. Now, you might say here, hey Miguel, what about if instead of saying, me gusta que me hables, I say, me gusta que me hablas. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to use the indicative? No, it's not wrong, but it's actually a different idea. Imagine now that we have, here is this person, he's Penelope Cruz, of course, and I'm happy that Penelope talks to me. So I said to Penelope, hey, me gusta que me hables. I like that you talk to me. This hables, that was subjunctive, because I expressed this wish or this, well, it's not wish, this that I like, this feeling. Me gusta, that's what me gusta is all about. Me gusta que me hables, Penelope. Now, if I say now, me gusta que me hablas, that's indicativo. Now imagine, again, my finger pointing at this situation and saying that it's something that is happening already. In this sense, If I say, me gusta que me hablas, it means, the better translation would be, I like that you are talking to me. I know that probably doesn't sound proper English, but the idea is that it's happening already. It's a fact. Now, before, she hasn't talked at all. She's just coming here, and I want to say to her, I like that you talk to me. I express a wish. I like that you talk to me. It's actually expressing a wish. Me gusta que me hables. So imagine always with the finger what is an indicative and what is a subjunctive. When it's indicative, we use indicative when it's a fact. So we say, hey, here is Penelope. She's talking to me. I'm very happy. And I say to her, me gusta que me hablas. And that's a fact. But the normal, anyway, when you are talking, in most of the cases, is that when you're going to use gustar and then that, after that, you're going to use the subjunctive.